For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This is the fourth in our series of reports from members of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, LEAP.cc.
My name is Jim Girac. I'm an attorney, started out as a new lawyer, as a prosecutor in Cook County, which of course is Chicago. Worked there for 4 years, then went into private practice, and altogether have about 35 years practicing law.
And you are, sir, a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition?
I most certainly am.
Tell us about the nature of your involvement with that organization.
Well, I, for many years, have attempted to do what I can to put an end to the war on drugs, simply because it doesn't work, and secondly, because in the process of not working, it causes so many other problems that it needs to be addressed. And LEAP is an organization that has law enforcement officials, judges, attorneys, prosecutors who realize that the drug war doesn't work, and because their aims and mine are the same, I joined, and I am now one of their speakers.
What is the compulsion? What brings people to this organization? What have you learned over the years that made you want to join up?
A recognition that many of the most important problems in America, and for that matter the world, are made worse by the war on drugs instead of better. One of my concerns is that the land of the free has now, because of the war on drugs, become the incarcerator of the world. We have the highest rate of incarceration of any country in the world. We have kids endlessly shooting one another, fighting over drug turf. We have addicts who people recognize are no longer in control of what they do because an addiction to a drug has overtaken their life. And yet we give them no alternative except to go see the drug dealer. And the drug dealer, of course, because of prohibition, is charging these outrageously inflated prices. And so the typical addict eventually can't afford the prices and ends up committing crimes of one sort or another in order to get the money for the drugs. We have police officers who are corrupted because of the money. We have kids who are corrupted, people really from all levels of life. So when we have more and more parents recognizing that, well, we're wasting all this money on prisons so that we can't pay for schools, the kids still have drugs available everywhere, that the crime in some communities is continuing to be rampant, I don't think it's going to be an incremental change. I think the roof is going to fall in, and it's going to be because we cannot afford the economic costs of prohibition.
$1 trillion. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.